Welcome to Read Through the Bible in a Year, October 6. Today's reading is Romans chapter 14, 1 Chronicles chapters 1 and 2, and Psalm chapter 97. So let's get started in Romans chapter 14. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another, who is weak, eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose, and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably? Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are fewer, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. This concludes the reading of Romans chapter 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Sheth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiraz. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarma. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Raamah, and Sabtika. And the sons of Raamah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be mighty upon the earth, And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lahabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Kazluhim, of whom came the Philistines, and Kathorim, and Kenan begat Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, the sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazar-Maveth, and Jera, Hadoram also, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan: Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same as Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael: Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, Mishma, and Duma, Massa, Hadad, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bare Zimram, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua, and the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephath, and Epher, and Henoch, and Abida, and Eldea, all these are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel, the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah, the sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Gatim, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah, and the sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Ana, and Dishan, and Ezer, and Dishan, and the sons of Lotan, Horai, and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister, the sons of Shobal, Alian, and Manahath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Onam, and the sons of Zibeon, Aya, and Ana, the sons of Ana, Dishan, and the sons of Dishan, Amram, and Eshban, and Ithran, and Kiran, the sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Jokhan, the sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel: Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozra, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And when Hadad was dead, Samla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Sheol of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Sheol was dead, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pei, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also, and the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Eliah, Duke Jetheth, Duke Aholabama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom. This concludes the reading of 1 Chronicles chapter 1. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Er, and Onan, and Shelah, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare him Perez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamuel. And the sons of Zerah: Zimri, and Ethan, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Dara, five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi: Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Ethan: Azariah. The sons also of Hezron, that were born unto him: Jeramiel, and Ram, and Kalubai. And Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat his firstborn, Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shema the third, Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah: Abishai and Joab, and Hazael three. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Hezron begat children of Azubah his wife, and of Jerioth. Her sons are these: Jesher, and Shobab, and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bezaleel. And afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur and Aram, with the towns of Jair from them, with Kenath and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead, and Caleb Ephratah, then Abiah, Hezron's wife, bare him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram the firstborn, and Buna, and Oren, and Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had also another wife, whose name was Adarah. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel, were Maaz, and Jamin, and Eker. And the sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada, and the sons of Shammaiah, Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bare him Aban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab: Selid and Apiam. But Selid died without children. And the sons of Apiam: Ishai and the sons of Ishi, Shishan, and the children of Shishan, Alei, and the sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, Jether, and Jonathan, and Jether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Peleth, and Zaza, these were the sons of Jeramiel. Now Shishan had no sons but daughters, and Shishan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Jarha. And Shishan gave his daughter to Jarha, his servant, to wife, and she bare him Adai. And Adai begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Zabad. And Zabad begat Ephlal, and Ephlal begat Obed, and Obed begat Jehu, and Jehu begat Azariah. And Azariah begat Helez, and Helez begat Eleasa. And Eleasa begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shalom, and Shalom begat Jechamiah, and Jechamiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeramiel, were Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Merisha, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Tapua, and Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begat Raham, the father of Jecorim, and Rechem begat Shammai, and the son of Shammai was Maon. And Maon was the father of Bethzur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Moza, and Gazez, and Haran begat Gazez. And the sons of Jahdai, Regem, and Jotham, and Gishan, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Sheaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheber, and Terhena. She bare also Sheaph, the father of Madmanah, Sheva, the father of Machbenah, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksah. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, Selma, the father of Bethlehem, Haref, the father of Beth-Gader, and Shobal, the father of Kirjath-Jearim, had sons, Haroeth, and half of the Manahethites, and the families of Kirjath-Jearim, the Ithrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishraites, of them came the Zariathites, and the Eshtauites, the sons of Selma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Adaroth, the house of Joab, and half of the Manahethites, the Zorhites, and the families of the scribes which dwelled at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. This concludes the reading of 2 Chronicles, chapter 2. Psalm chapter 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced, because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. This concludes the reading of Psalm chapter 97, and this concludes the reading for October 6. May the Lord richly bless you this day.